Tony, what kind of challenges does the Dallas defense pose? Third in the league in pass defense.
They're
a lot of multiple sets.
It's a huge challenge, especially, first of all, it starts up front with protection. With those guys coming off the edge and then Ratliff coming right up the middle. So you got to make sure that we keep Matt nice and clean so we can get the ball down to us. And then some really good corners. Obviously, I played with Brandon Carr out there in Kansas City. I know what he's capable of doing. I got that pretty good rookie out of there, out of LSU. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us. Kind of like last week where, it's going to be one of the best defenses that we've gone against so far. So we got to go out there and make sure that we're on our game and try to move the ball up and down the field.
Looking at that, their defense and so forth, you come away with the impression of how they 3-4. Do you all get some of that too, or you don't look at the record and look at the players?
Never. If you look at the record in this league, you're gonna get your butt kicked. These guys are players, especially on their defense. They got superstars. Mm-hmm. This team, they got superstars, offense, defense. So it's gonna be a tough game for us to win. And they've been in. Looks like, at least from what I've seen, they've been in. They've kept it close, and they've beaten some good teams. So it's going to be another tough challenge for us.
Tony, last week you guys had like the fake screen pass to Drew Davis over the middle, uh-huh. Shuttle pass or whatever to Snelling. Mm-hmm. As a player, are you guys enjoying watching what Dirk Koetter is doing with the offense?
Yeah, well, he called a great game last week and definitely put us in a position to be successful. But you got to like that because those type of plays, it throws everything the defense is trying to do against you. It creates – that where they don't know, especially the defensive ends, their strength, their pass rushers, they can't all of a sudden just pin their ears back and come up the field. So when you can throw misdirection at them and then do the chipping, it just creates difficulty for that defense, and it plays into our hands, which is what we want to do.
You've been on good teams before. You're undefeated. Obviously, the buzz starts early, and everybody still wants to keep it one game at a time. But what's this been like in your experience in all the years you've played in the league?
I've actually gone through this before. When I was out in Kansas City, we went 9-0. We started out. So I understand what's going on. Everybody's hype. Everybody's happy. The one thing about this team that I know is the big difference is the leadership that we have on this team and the maturity. And it starts at the top with Coach Smith. Every week we're in meetings. It's don't listen to the noise. Don't believe the hype. Don't think you've arrived, and we haven't arrived. We know we can play better, and we just got to keep building and take it one game at a time. I know that's not sexy. That's not the answer everybody wants to hear, but really that's how you win in this league. If you start looking ahead, you're going to get your butt kicked, and especially against a team like the Cowboys, there's no way we would look past any team.
Tony, some people use Jason Witten in the same conversation with your name. Can you talk about him as a player and just what he brings?
First, I love Jason's game because he's a combination tight end too. He does both things very, very well. Probably, tops in the league. He's also a good guy though. I've had a chance to get to know him out at the Pro Bowls and doing stuff at the Super Bowls and hanging out with him. I love his work ethic. And there's a reason why he's so successful. It's not just the athletic ability or his size and strength. It starts up here. He's a guy that goes the extra mile and he plays the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Tony, three times the Cowboys have beaten teams that were undefeated during the regular season. Mm-hmm. All three of those teams went on to win the Super Bowl. So would you take a loss against the Cowboys for a Super Bowl?
Definitely, without question. Yeah, I'll take a loss. But, hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully we can do both. That's the scenario I like.
Tony, a year from now or 2 years from now, what is your Thursday morning going to be like as opposed to what you're doing today?
Thursday morning? Well, I'll probably be relaxing. Maybe, doing what I do during off season, getting the kids ready, cooking some breakfast, getting the kids ready to take them out to school and, figuring out what I'm going to do with the rest of my day. Now, on the weekends, hopefully I'll be at a desk talking about football.